In the rural town of Tanana, some community spaces are heated by boilers fueled by wood that local residents gather. Before the biomass boilers were installed, heating those same community spaces required expensive imported fuel. Now, instead of paying an outside company for fuel, the city pays local residents to collect and harvest abundant wood from the area, process it, and operate the boilers. Jennifer Schmidt of UAA's Institute of Social and Economic Research worked on the paper. The study shows that harvesting biomass dovetails with the existing subsistence lifestyles of those who live in Tanana.
You know, when people are out looking for wood, they often talked about how they were looking for subsistence foods at the same time. Or if you went fishing upriver and, you know, weren't successful, you could load your boat full of wood and, you know, float back down to the community. So it does seem to work very nicely with people's lifestyles.
For the study, researchers interviewed 61 households and analyzed data on subsistence activity from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Amanda Bird from the ACEP is another author on the paper. She said the biomass program doesn't net savings on energy for the community, but it does reinvest money into the community.
When you incorporate keeping those jobs local and keeping the money circulating in the local community, rather than sending it out to purchase diesel fuel that's imported, it's a big driving factor.
Interviews found that Tanana residents thought the project benefited their community. Schmidt said further research will be needed to determine whether harvesting wood encourages subsistence activity or whether subsistence activity is the catalyst for participation in the biomass program. The link between the two activities is promising for other rural Alaskan communities hoping to reduce reliance on imported energy. For KUAC, I'm Mary Auld.